Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a closer look at something new in hospital medication management. It's called the Unit Dose Dispensing System, or UDDS for short.
Right. And to really get a handle on how it works day to day, we've got this really interesting research paper. It focuses specifically on nurses' experiences.
For nurses who've actually used it.
Exactly. At the Barmherzig-Bruder Hospital in Linz, Austria. So we're getting their direct, you know, boots on the ground perspective.
Perfect. So our mission today is really to understand the real-world effects of UDDS. Not just the theory, but, you know, what benefits are nurses actually seeing? And what challenges are they running into?
Yeah, with a system that's meant to make things safer and more efficient, it's about that practical side.
Okay, let's get into it. For anyone listening who hasn't come across this before, what exactly is UDDS?
Well, basically, it's a system coordinated by the hospital pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's largely automated, actually, for packaging and distributing medications.
So instead of nurses pulling pills from big bottles on the ward?
Right. Each single dose gets prepackaged, usually in its own little blister pack, clearly labeled, and then it's sent up to the wards ready to go.
Individual doses labeled up. Got it. And the paper mentioned something about combining meds.
Yeah, that's quite neat. If a patient needs, say, 3 different pills at 8 a.m., those can often be put together in one blister pack for that specific time.
Okay.
And it's important to see this as part of a bigger picture, what they call a closed-loop medication management system.
A closed loop? Sounds secure.
It is. Think of it like tracking a package. From the doctor prescribing it electronically, to the pharmacy packing it, to the nurse scanning the barcode right at the patient's bedside. Every step is logged.
Ah, so it creates transparency. You can see where the medication is, who handled it.
Precisely. And that digital oversight is key for safety. Reduces the chance of errors, things getting lost, that sort of thing.
Makes sense. So why is this kind of system becoming, well, so important now? What's the driving force?
The paper jumps right into a really big issue. Medication errors. It's a huge global problem, unfortunately.
Well,
affects patient safety, obviously, but also healthcare costs.
How big are we talking, cost-wise?
The WHO, the World Health Organization, estimates it costs the world about $42 billion every year.
Wow. $42 billion. Okay, that's staggering. So UDDS is positioned as a way to tackle that.
That's definitely a major goal. The idea is that automating and standardizing how meds are given out cuts down the opportunities for human error during dispensing.
Right. Less manual handling, fewer chances to pick the wrong pill or the wrong dose.
Exactly. Now, this specific study, as we said, was in Austria at the Barmherzig-Bruder Hospital in Linz. And what's interesting is that they were quite early adopters in Austria for using UDS on inpatient wards.
And wasn't there a specific reason they brought it in when they did? Something about the pandemic?
Yes, that's right. The timing is significant. They implemented it partly because of the severe staffing shortages they were facing during the COVID-19 pandemic back in November 2020.
Ah, okay. So extra pressures on the nursing staff.
Huge pressures. You had the usual demands, plus intense hygiene rules, patient isolation, staff getting sick themselves. So UDDS was seen as a potential solution to streamline the medication process, save nurses valuable time, and, crucially, keep things safe under really difficult circumstances.
Okay, that sets the scene really well. We know what it is, why it was brought in there. So the big question, how did the nurses actually find it? The paper suggests the feedback was, well, pretty positive overall.
Overwhelmingly positive in many ways, yes. Nurses highlighted quite a few big advantages. One thing that came up again and again was just how easy and sort of self-explanatory it was to use.
Easy to use, like intuitive.
Yeah, particularly the labeling on the blisters. They love how clear it was. One nurse is quoted saying, "It's all written on the blister, the time, the date, patient ID, everything." Having all that info right there, so clearly presented, was a big plus.
I can see that. When you're juggling multiple patients, clear info right at your fingertips must be crucial for preventing mix-ups.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just clarity. They talked a lot about time savings. Significant time savings.
How much time are we talking?
Some nurses estimated it cut down the time spent on medication tasks, preparing, giving meds, checking stock, by as much as 50%. 50%.
Wow, half the time. That's massive.
It really is. Well, one nurse literally said, "You don't have to search for the medicine packet. Dispense each tablet individually and stow the packet away again." Another remembered spending 2 or 3 hours just on meds before UDDS on a busy ward.
2 or 3 hours?
Yeah. And with UDDS, maybe an hour, even allowing for changes. Think about what else a nurse could do with that extra hour or two per shift.
That's time for direct patient care, isn't it? Assessments, comfort, education, things that often get squeezed could even help with burnout, maybe.
That's a really important point. Burnout is such a huge issue. The paper also mentioned something interesting about collaboration.
Collaboration? How did a dispensing system affect that?
Well, implementing UDDS meant they had to set a deadline, 3 p.m., for doctors to put in medication orders or changes for the next day.
Ah, cutoff time.
Exactly. And that seemingly small logistical change actually improved communication, both among the nurses themselves and between nurses and doctors. Everyone had to be a bit more organized, finalize things earlier.
So less last-minute scrambling.
Right. One nurse pointed out it was better because changes happened essentially once a day rather than doctors tweaking orders right up until the evening, which could cause chaos. It led to a smoother workflow.
Interesting knock-on effect. Okay, so easier to use, saves time, improves teamwork. What about the core goal? Patient safety. Did nurses feel it made things safer?
Definitely. That came through very strongly. They felt there were fewer errors, and identifying the right medication was much easier. One nurse just stated flatly, it's much safer now, and the patients get the correct medication.
That's pretty clear feedback.
It is. And other benefits popped up, too. Like, it made the discharge process a bit smoother, and kind of surprisingly, it boosted patient autonomy.
Autonomy? How so?
Because all the information, drug name, dose, time is printed right on the blister. Patients who are able and interested can actually read it themselves, understand their own medication schedule better.
That's a really nice, unexpected benefit, giving patients more control and information. Any other advantages mentioned?
Yes. Improved hygiene was one each dose is sealed until use. Also, less medication waste and fewer expired drugs hanging around on the wards.
Makes sense if the pharmacy is sending up just what's needed.
Exactly. And interestingly, even on wards where nurses sometimes decided to pop the pills out of the UDDS blisters and put them into the patient's familiar weekly pill box.
Oh, they did that sometimes.
Yes, maybe for elderly patients used to their dosette boxes. Even then, the nurses said having the doses prepackaged by the pharmacy in the first place still saved them a significant amount of initial preparation time.
So even with that workaround, it was still more efficient. Okay. It really sounds like overall the nurses saw a lot of good things with UDDS. But like any big change, I imagine it wasn't all perfect. The paper must cover challenges too.
Oh, absolutely. No system implementation is without its bumps. And the nurses were quite open about the downsides or areas needing improvement.
What were some of the main hurdles?
One key thing was the lack of a really clear standardized process for handling things outside the normal UDDS flow.
Like what kinds of things?
Late medication changes, for instance.
Right.
Orders coming in after that 3 p.m. deadline. Or medications that just can't be put in blister packs, like certain antibiotics, liquids, maybe controlled drugs. There wasn't always a consistent way to manage those across the board.
Right. The exceptions to the rule can cause confusion if there isn't a clear plan B.
Exactly. And related to that, the study found that different wards handled the UDDS blisters differently.
How so?
Well, as we mentioned, some wards would routinely repackage the meds into dosette boxes. Others tried to give meds directly from the blisters. This inconsistency could potentially cause confusion or even, you know, create new types of errors.
Ah, so you solve one potential error point, the initial dispensing, but maybe create another one around managing changes or how the final dose is given.
Precisely. One nurse actually suggested the main risk might shift away from dispensing errors towards errors in making sure medication changes are correctly processed and documented within this new system.
That's a really critical insight. What about the patient's perspective on the packaging itself?
That was another challenge area, yeah. Especially for some elderly patients or people with arthritis or maybe poor eyesight.
Difficulty opening the blisters.
Yes, physically getting into the sealed packs could be hard for some. And reading the small print on the label was also mentioned as an issue.
Accessibility is key.
Definitely. And sometimes nurses found patients might overlook a pill in a blister pack compared to seeing it clearly in a little medicine cup like they might have been used to.
Right. It's a different visual presentation. Any other practical issues from the nurse's side?
Yes. A couple more stood out. One was waste specifically. Plastic waste from all the individual blisters. Some nurses were quite concerned about the environmental impact.
Yeah, I can see that being a concern. Individually wrapped, everything adds up.
It does. Another issue was medication shortages, ironically. Because the wards kept smaller stocks on hand, relying on the pharmacy deliveries.
They might run out.
Especially on weekends or overnight, yes. Nurses reported sometimes having to hunt around other wards for a needed medication if a patient's needs changed unexpectedly or something wasn't delivered.
Okay, that sounds frustrating and time-consuming.
It could be. And there was also a more subtle concern voiced by some nurses.
Mm-hmm.
The potential for their own medication knowledge to, well, maybe decline slightly over time.
Because they're less hands-on with the drugs themselves.
Exactly. Less direct involvement in handling the bulk medications, calculating doses maybe.
Yeah.
It's a potential trade-off between system efficiency and maintaining that deep hands-on familiarity.
That's a really interesting point to consider for long-term training and professional development.
Yeah.
Did workload pressures affect things?
Yes. The paper touches on that too. Just the reality of a busy ward being stressed or rushed could mean blister checks weren't always as thorough as they should be, or ordering missing meds got delayed. The system safety features rely on people using them correctly, even under pressure.
Of course. And one last thing mentioned was narcotics, right? Controlled drugs.
Ah, yes. The documentation for narcotics often remained a separate manual process, so it didn't fully integrate with the electronic UDDS workflow, creating a bit of a disconnect and extra work.
Okay, so a fair few challenges alongside the benefits. It sounds like nurses had to be pretty adaptable. Did the study talk about how they worked around these issues?
It did. They definitely developed workarounds. We already mentioned some wards redispensing into dosette boxes for certain patients. That was a key adaptation.
Meeting the patient where they are, essentially.
Right. And nurses reported spending more time helping patients physically open the packs or going over the medications with them because the format was new.
So more direct patient support needed in some cases. The paper also stressed the importance of the hospital's existing tech, didn't it? The electronic patient record.
Hugely important. Having a robust, well-established electronic patient record system already in place was apparently a massive help.
How did it help specifically?
Features within that system, like using bold text for special orders or putting clear red stop signs next to discontinued meds, really helped nurses navigate the information and avoid missing crucial changes.
So the UDDS didn't exist in a vacuum. It relied on the surrounding digital infrastructure.
Absolutely. And also on strong support for the pharmacy. Nurses really valued being able to easily consult with pharmacists, get information on things like crushing or splitting pills, which you obviously can't do easily with a sealed blister.
What was the OPPO info button?
Ah, that was a feature in their system. Clicking it showed a photo of the actual medication. Really helpful for confirming visually, especially with unfamiliar drugs. That pharmacy backup was crucial for confidence and safety.
Sounds like that interdepartmental support was key. Now, the nurses didn't just point out problems, did they? They had ideas for making UDDS better.
Oh, yes. Plenty of constructive suggestions. They really thought about how to refine it based on their daily use.
What kind of things did they suggest?
A big one was expanding the system. They wanted more medications included in the UDDS process, things currently left out, like maybe some common IV antibiotics or even chemotherapy drugs, if feasible.
Okay, make it more comprehensive.
And ready-to-use infusion bags, too. Anything to reduce manual preparation.
They also had practical suggestions for the blisters themselves.
Likey.
Bigger font size on the labels, please, for easier reading, especially for patients, and adding some kind of tear notch or indicator to make the blisters easier to open.
Simple fixes that can make a big difference in usability.
Exactly. They also talked about needing better, more efficient ways to store the UDDS blisters on the ward, alongside any other medications they still needed to keep. Storage space and organization were issues. Makes sense, especially if you're dealing with lots of individual packs.
And finally, echoing the earlier point about narcotics, they strongly suggested moving to digital documentation for controlled substances to integrate that fully into the electronic system and get rid of the separate manual logs.
All sound like really practical, experience-driven improvements. Okay, so taking all this onboarded, the good, the bad, the suggestions, what are the bigger picture implications here? What can other hospitals or healthcare systems learn from this?
Well, several things stand out. Firstly, those time savings for nurses, that's potentially huge. We know from other research, like a big study in the New England Journal of Medicine, that more nursing hours per patient generally leads to better outcomes.
So freeing up nurses allows for potentially better, safer patient care.
That's the hope. And in a world facing nursing shortages pretty much everywhere, anything that helps manage workload and maybe even improve job satisfaction and retention is really significant.
Good point. Staff retention is critical.
Also, the potential to cut down medication errors, especially on night shifts, when things can be riskier due to fatigue or lower staffing.
Yeah.
That's a major safety win.
But it also sounds like implementation needs care. It's not just plug and play.
Definitely not. The study really highlights that you need to tailor the approach. What works on an acute surgical ward might need tweaking for a long-term care unit, for example. You have to consider the patients. Are they mostly independent or do they need a lot of help? Are there cognitive issues?
So context matters a lot.
Hugely. And prescriber buy-in is essential too. Doctors sticking to those order deadlines is crucial for the system to run smoothly on the wards. And then there's that environmental trade-off we mentioned.
Right, the plastic waste versus reduced drug waste.
It's a tricky balance. It points towards needing innovation in sustainable packaging alongside these dispensing technologies.
It's a really complex equation then. Lots of benefits, but also real challenges to manage. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are the main takeaways you think listeners should hold on to from this study?
I think the key message is that UDDS clearly offers some very powerful benefits, saving nurse time, improving medication safety. Those are real and significant. But, and it's an important but, getting the most out of it requires really careful planning and ongoing adaptation.
It's not just about the tech itself.
No, it's about integrating it smartly into existing workflows, listening to the staff who use it, being ready to adjust, and crucially, making sure it works for the specific patients being cared for, plus providing that essential training and support.
So for you listening, understanding these real-world nurse experiences gives you a much richer picture of what's involved when hospitals adopt these kinds of new technologies. It's more than just efficiency stats. It's about the human factors, the daily realities.
Which brings us to a final thought to leave you with. We see the potential here, right? UDDS or systems like it can make a real difference. So the question becomes, how do hospitals best adapt? How do they change their processes, maybe tweak the technology, to really maximize those benefits, the time savings, the safety gains, while actively tackling the drawbacks we've discussed?
Like the packaging waste or the accessibility issues for some patients.
Exactly. How do we ensure it remains genuinely patient-centered? What are those next vital steps for optimizing medication management, not just in one hospital, but more broadly? It seems clear that innovation needs to go hand in hand with thoughtful implementation and a willingness to learn and adapt based on real-world experience, just like the nurses shared in this study.